Welcome to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
Good evening. Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. My name is Focus, the Batman.
I am the man with no name. I don't say it.
And my name is Natu.
What?
I'm sorry, sidekick.
As in Natu, like you remember the
Arara
song?
No, I'm actually just very cold. Sidekick.
The rain. This rain. Well, you're welcome on board, guys. It's the movies. Let's talk movies on your number one talk station. Let's go.
Okay, you know how we do. We will bring you the movies that came out last week and then talk about some of the movies that came out this week. And we check out some cinematic movie news. So whatever you do, if you are not listening, you should start listening right now. And if you have friends and families that love movies as well, this is the right opportunity for you to let them know that the movie guys are here and we are here to give you some cinematic gist on all that is happening. Okay, starting up with movies that hit our screens this week, we have to start with one of the biggest movies, one of the biggest talked about movies in cinema history right now, and it's none other than the Christopher Nolan movie called Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer, that was having a standoff with Barbie, and it was called Barbenheimer. Exactly. So Barbie also came out this week, and Greta Gerwig right now stands as the female director with the highest grossing opening for a movie ever.
Do we do the male director with the highest grossing, or we just do a director with the highest grossing? Why now saying, oh, the female director with the highest grossing?
I mean, there have been several female directors, and this is Greta Gerwig's like third or fourth movie, and it has been talked about. It has already grossed over 200 and something or 300 million already for a $145 million budget.
Well, the reason why I'm saying that is just because of the wave of feminism where they say what a man can do, a woman can do better. So I don't think there's even a need for us to say a female director with the highest grossing. Let's just say a director that just grossed movie. But if we say we are saying the female director, let's place her among other male directors and find out where she stands on the scale. Let peace reign. Please.
Okay, another movie that came out this week is none other than an animated movie called Resident Evil Death Island.
I slept while watching it.
I've not seen it though, but anything Resident Evil, I've been following it.
But it's not like it's not interesting. It's just that like I don't want to announce where I went to that I was tired, but like I was watching it and I slept off.
Pride.
Now God go judge you.
Actually, I don't do horror movies, so yeah.
It's not horror because
Resident Evil
is an animation. So you will be scared.
They don't have animations that are like horror. Is that what you're talking about?
No, animations that are horror now,
The Resident Evil animated movies for a while now, they've been what you call they're not even survival horror. They are just a little bit action movies with a little bit of horror in them.
I have not seen where the horror is, but I just know that they shoot plenty guns.
Okay, another movie that came out this week that hit Netflix is the movie called They Clone Tyrone with Jamie Foxx
and John Boyega. My God! All right, I'm sorry, I took it from you. Just
why were you shouting? Like, have you seen it?
Yes.
You have pride.
You just shocked. You said, "I don't see your baby."
No. The way you were shouting now, like anyway, you gist us whether it was.
You will gist us the movie if it's interesting. If it's something we should check, or something we should just pass and be going. Okay, another animation that came out this week is The Venture Bros, a movie actually from the 2003. Animated comedy that spanned 7 seasons, and this one is called The Venture Bros Radiant in the Blood of the Baboon Heart.
When?
Radiant in the Blood of the
Baboon Heart. Which one is that one again?
What kind of name is that? And then finally, an animation that came out again this week has to be from the Invincible universe, and it's called Atom Eve.
I have seen it.
That's not Osha. You've seen it.
You're going to tell us your take on it.
And then another animation dropped this week also. It's called Rally Road Racer.
Yep. I haven't seen it, but I'm looking forward to Yeah.
You are looking forward to
seeing it. Let's just leave it.
Okay. And finally, we have a documentary called Stephen Curry Underrated. For those of you who love basketball, who know who Stephen Curry is, the three-shot master. Yeah, something like
In the Nollywood scene, we have the movie Yahoo Plus, which is in cinemas and has been... Is it in cinemas?
No. Yahoo Plus came out last year and it just dropped onto Netflix. Guys.
Some days ago.
Okay, because I saw showing in cinemas.
Someone posted the poster. It came out last year.
Still on Nollywood, there's this new one called House of Secrets with Kate Henshaw.
That was last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not new. Last week is not new.
It's new. Sorry,
it's
sir.
Last week. It's not even.
It's last 3 weeks.
It's almost three weeks.
Yes. It's not the one that someone was sitting on.
Okay, wait. Okay, you're talking about it came out in the cinemas last 3 weeks.
No, it wasn't. It was on Prime.
It
came out on Prime 3 weeks ago. Yes.
Okay. It's actually. It just came out
in your mind.
It just came out where it used to come out for us. And then there's this one called Out of the Loop.
Okay.
We've not heard about it, so it just came out.
You know what? Let's just leave the recommendations for later.
No, you leave recommendations for later.
Recommendations for later.
All right, let's go to movies that dropped last week. And we have Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. And then we have Bird Box Barcelona, which still now, you still haven't told us much about that movie.
He doesn't like language.
Yeah, he said it wasn't in English. That was the only thing you said about the movie. But
yes, so I didn't bother. My eye is sipping me from trying to understand Jujutsu Kaisen. So let's just forget it.
There's the English dub. So you see this dub that I just said right now is spinning me.
It's even annoying watching an English dub because I'm trying to relate with the character. And then he says something else and the lips is not matching.
So you have to bring in your eye problem.
No, I can't stand it. I'm sorry.
This is just a problem.
And if you have seen any of the movies, because they are in cinemas right now, if you've seen any of the movies, this will be the good time for you to tell those who have not seen it, like some of us right now. We've not had a chance to see Barbie, Oppenheimer, and the rest. If you've seen it, this will be the perfect opportunity for you to say, oh, this is how the movie is, or you should watch it, you should not watch it, you should recommend, and all that. We'll be waiting for your messages. So now we are going to jump into the world of movie gist and movie news.
Before we jump into the world of movie gist and movie news, someone here says, focus on the crew. When did you guys come back here with the movies? Really missed you guys. We've been announcing that we are back. This is our fourth week.
This is our fourth week.
You don't miss me that, too. Four weeks.
Please, what's your name?
Your name, please. Don't forget to add your name. Just as Osh, who sends his message here, he said, I have been eagerly waiting for you guys. I literally just got the movie, The Cloned Tyrone. Seems, Jimmy Fox and John Boyega's combination. He said, yes, please. I also saw another Justice League animation this evening, but not sure about that one yet. Great show. Yes, that Justice League own. I don't know how you saw it, though, because it's the TS version that is out.
What?
No. There's a Justice League animation. I think World something.
Something
but,
war. It had war in it.
It didn't really have the heavy buzz. Hitters of the Justice League. So I saw it. I was like, oh, okay. Maybe when I have time, I'll give it a try.
Okay, so talking about giving it a try, by jumping straight into the world of movie news.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Okay, starting off with some movie gist right now. Chinato, have you seen Watchmen? 2009
Oh
Watchmen.
My God, yes, I did not understand it, but go ahead.
you've not seen Watchmen? Okay,
I have seen it. Watchmen. But I remember back then, I didn't know any of you, so there was nobody there to explain it to me. It was quite confusing. So.
Go and watch it again.
I should.
Anyway, yes. we're having an animated version of Watchmen and then Crisis on Infinite Earth movies that are coming out in 2024. So that is something you should look forward to. And right now, next on our list, of movie gist, Christopher Nolan says Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man is one of the greatest casting decisions in the history of movies.
I agree.
Well, I agree and I agree. The reason why I use the agree twice is because at that point, Robert Downey Jr. was under the bus. Baba's career was dead, gone and forgotten.
And they
if
never...
not for Iron Man.
Well, I don't think it's about his career or anything. It's about...
part of his career.
Robert Downey Jr. started acting at the age of 5. following his father, Robert Downey Sr. But because he had all the life
drugs-related issues and...
Yes, his career was like under...
He was dead, forgotten.
So then John Favreau came in. John Favreau was like, if you people want to cast Iron Man, I need Robert Downey Jr. He's the only person I feel who make this character work. And he fought the studio. He fought tooth and nail to get Robert Downey Jr. to be cast as Iron Man. And to think they didn't have a complete script when that happened. So when the studio were like, hey, Anton, let's go, let's see how it happened. And then boom. You have to agree. It's one of the greatest casting in
casting
movies.
Choice,
don't
yes.
make it. I mean, Gal Gadot is there. Don't no. make it.
No.
For me, oh, I'm sorry.
Honest,
I'm sorry.
Me. See, Gal Gadot is fantastic, right? But she's not among the 200 casting for Wonder Woman.
What?
Wait, so when you mean she's not among the 200 casting for Wonder Woman, please explain, I beg.
Uh-huh. I mean, if you really want to cast Wonder Woman and somebody who can really act, Gal Gadot,
wait,
she did try.
Somebody that can...
Gal Gadot, they try, but she's not that good an actor.
What?
Yes.
Am I having this conversation?
So she can't... Her accent, yeah?
Nothing to do with the accent.
But she struggles with the accent.
It has nothing to do with the accent. It's facial expression. Gal Gadot has expression of...
Wow. The only person I know who can comfortably pull one expression throughout the course of a movie. What's the name of this girl in...
Kristen Stewart.
No, yes, in Twilight.
Yes, Kristen Stewart.
Ah, yes. Her face is the same. It's never changing. Ancient of this.
See, I love Gal Gadot, but I need to say the truth on this one. You can join us. We are
you
live
can
on
join
Instagram.
The conversation. No, we are live on Instagram at Popcorn and Reels.
We are live on Instagram.
Yeah, you can share your opinions, your two cents as we are dropping the gist on the news.
Okay, jumping on to the next movie news right now. J.K. Simmons, the same guy who voiced Omni-Man, is going to still voice Omni-Man in Mortal Kombat. Now, Mortal Kombat 1 will be coming out soon. The video game.
Oh, God.
Yes, Mortal Kombat 1. And right now, they've added three known characters from the movie world into the game, and one is Omni-Man, the second one is Homelander from The Boys, and the third one is John Cena's Peacemaker.
Well, that would be fantastic because yeah. I know one of the things that Mortal Kombat does is that, you know, they added Terminator, they added
Rambo, Commando, Rambo, Robocop, yeah, Joker, so. Spawn. They throw in characters like that, and it's something I'm looking forward to. I've been a fan of Mortal Kombat since 1995, and Why are you holding your eye? Oh, this
Baba. I did not say anything. They're not even seeing my eyes.
why are you blaming his Baba now?
Jesus, what's wrong with my hair?
Your hairline. But let's continue.
Wow.
Okay, so we're looking forward to that. And because of this, you know, Peacemaker is not even up to 2 years as a character on mainstream. And already, he's everywhere. And now people are saying, this is a good sign that James Gunn is going to really redefine the DC world and what he's going to do with Superman and other characters, to have somebody like Peacemaker who was an unknown hero, and he became
he became a fan favorite from his
appearance in Suicide Squad, and then having his own show, The Peacemaker, and now being a character in the video.
But sure, you know that initially when The Peacemaker was introduced, people were like, "What was John Cena doing here?"
Yeah,
but man, that character was fantastic.
He learned well from his boss. Yeah.
Okay, so we can see the phone lines ringing, but just hold on. Let us finish with the movie news first.
So talking about movie news, I have to jump into this because this is blowing up the anime world like mad now. Ichijiro Oda, you know Ichijiro Oda, the person who... Don't do that. I'll off your mic. Thank you. I'm so sorry. You know Ichijiro Oda, if you are into the One Piece universe, well, as it stands now, there is a one-shot manga which was created before the world of One Piece, and that has gotten green light to be done now. So yes, it's called Monsters, and we'll be seeing it soon. Like, it's really big news in the anime world because this was before One Piece. Ooh. Knowing how old One Piece is and knowing its acclaim right now, everybody's really waiting for this.
Wow. So deep.
I'm offing his mic. Thank you.
No, it wasn't just me.
It wasn't just what?
Like,
I still have anime gist though. You understand what that you're saying right
guys,
now?
Guys, tune in back. Tune in. Don't go.
Well, as it is, from next week, we'll be eating great in the anime world because the Gear 5, Luffy is going to introduce Gear 5 to the world. So it's going to be...
I'm not the only one excited.
People who watch anime, who watch One Piece, right now they are jubilating and jumping for joy.
I'm sorry, it's 0.0.5.2000.
You'll be see messages coming in. If you know you are a lover of anime, please send in a message.
Oh, don't
Let's shame
do
the
that.
Devil.
Don't Let's do shame. That.
We shame you, devil.
You see, if I not say, okay, no problem.
Call cats now. Let's rest.
I ain't gonna go there. I don't want to go there.
Okay, Yaro, I said, please, side chick, be quiet, please. We are talking about anime here.
Okay, still on some movie news. Yaro? Christopher Nolan says he prefers DVD and Blu-rays to streaming.
My brother.
He said there's so much less compression. We control the color, brightness, and all this things. Streaming is like broadcasting a film. You don't have much control on how it goes.
That one concern you. Please, I better stream it so that we can have access to it. Don't stress us. Because imagine somebody telling you, oh, Omo, I have this on DVD. Then you now go and collect the discs and the now scratch.
I'm not sure he meant DVD.
He meant DVD. Christopher Nolan is too much of an old school person. He doesn't own a smartphone. Do you know that?
So he said DVD / what?
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray, cassettes.
I know.
DVD, Blu-ray too.
But, okay.
The guy is old school. He's old school.
Okay. He's very old school. And still on some more Christopher Nolan news, and he's saying that it will be an amazing privilege for him to direct a James Bond movie.
Yeah, he should rest.
Wow.
He should rest. And some people are already saying that he has already directed a James Bond movie without knowing.
How?
Tenet.
Actually, is it because you did not understand Tenet? I know.
I did.
You did not.
Focus.
You did not.
Answer me. Did I understand Tenet or not?
You didn't.
You did, actually, when you watched it 2 years ago.
Twice.
No,
3 years ago, rather.
No.
Three times.
No, watched it once and he got it.
This is shocking for your IQ.
Yes.
You be collecting.
No, but really, really, really. Okay, besides Tenet, Christopher Nolan as a filmmaker, he's one of the greatest filmmakers ever.
I don't know why we are comparing James Bond and what, you know what, just let's move on.
Would you like to see a James Bond movie directed by Christopher Nolan?
I like the ideas he brings on the floor when he's directing.
Christopher Nolan is a scientist stuck in a filmmaker's body.
I want to enjoy my James Bond and enjoy the action and go home.
You're going to enjoy it.
He's going to confuse me.
Wait. You've seen Inception, right?
Did I?
You've not seen Inception. No, I haven't. You've not seen The Prestige. Where there were two magicians.
Yes, I have. I've seen that.
Uh-huh. So that wasn't entertaining. You've not seen all the Batman trilogy he did. Batman Begins 2005, but Dark Knight 2008.
You just know he has watched some Batman movies. Let's continue.
Wow.
But am I lying?
So I can't, if it's happening, I can't wait to see Christopher Nolan directs a James Bond movie. And let's segue into some James Bond news right now. Sam Mendes says he has declined an offer to return to direct the next James Bond movie. Now, Sam Mendes directed Skyfall back in 2012, which went on to win 2 Oscars for Best Original Soundtrack and what was the second thing?
Sky High.
We are talking James Bond. How did superheroes just enter this discussion?
I'm so sorry.
He directed Spectre in 2015, but he's saying, I don't want to do this one.
So I think why he's saying that is, let it not be that, he did something that was over the top and got accolades and now they are bringing him back. That would be too much pressure on him to try to outdo what he had done before. That's what I feel.
Could be. And this weekend, Samuel L. Jackson was given an honorary.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, but he said getting an Oscar didn't feel like an honorary.
Whatever you get, they just point to me and I'll say the word.
The person that did this thing to you.
Now start again.
Honorary.
Yes.
You're going to still feel it. It's just like reading the news.
He said he felt like I was getting an Oscar. I earned it.
I don't understand.
The thing is, he has been long overdue for an Oscar.
Yes, according to him, he said, I can name 4 instances where I could have won or should have been nominated, but I'm fine with it.
Well, he has to be fine with it. Honorary Oscar and Oscar, whether I think I'm or not.
But just say that line again. He said, it feels like what?
He should have gotten it since now.
He said he just felt like I was getting an Oscar. It doesn't feel like you're honoring me with an Oscar. It feels like I earned the Oscar.
Because
they do this thing where the Academy do this thing where when your filmography is long, you've been in the industry for more than 30 to 50 years, like Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan was given one too. Oh. They give you the Oscar, like, take, you deserve this. You don't win it under a category. You don't win it under under anything, like,
I think I like that.
So,
but it's quite shameful though, like, so your film will win you one. Wow.
Okay, still talking about shame right now. James Cameron says the weaponization of AI is the biggest danger to man. And he said, I warned you guys in 1984, but you did not listen. Now, he's talking about Terminator. He did Terminator back in 1984.
Yeah.
Talking about the dangers of AI, Skynet and everything. And we are having that right now because it is one of the things that is making the actors, Screen Actors Guild go on strike, writers, because they want to infuse AI.
More AI.
They want to have a digital copy of you and not use you anymore in the future and all that. Yes. And he's saying it is weaponization of AI and it's going to be bad, and he had already won the world a very long time ago.
So let me break this thing down. Imagine you as an actor now. It has to be you. Imagine you sign a contract that states that just as you sign other contracts online, where you accept all terms and conditions, and part of the terms and conditions to this is after they get your digital image, they can use it without your further permission or pay you for the use of it. Yeah. Meaning, you can be cast in a movie, your voice, your features, and everything, and you won't get paid.
Shing Bai.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they might even use that.
You can be the main actor in a movie and you will not get credits for it. That's what it means.
Yeah.
And they'll not use it for sex scenes that you did not act.
Don't go pay everybody. Be like, I'm leaving that. I'm naked. When?
They'll be like, but that's not my size though. But okay, yeah.
Thank you, PG.
Wow. PG, make this PG. Thank you very much.
What's wrong with you?
I just said that's not my size. Somebody's... It might be the arm or something.
Okay, so messages that are flowing in now. Master George, away from Africa. He says, well, I have watched the movie titles Watchmen and it was so interesting. Keep up the good work, guys. Master Joe sends his regards. Here again, you say, please, what's the name of your handle on Instagram? At Popcorn and Reels, everywhere, all social media platforms, at Popcorn and Reels. You can follow up with the conversation.
No space, though.
Yeah, no space anywhere. We are live on Instagram. Evening, guys. Connor all the way from Central Area. I totally agree with you, Focus. Gal Gadot basically plays Wonder Woman in all her movies.
Block that person. Block the person.
The pain. Okay. Good evening, guys. Osh from Abuja still. He says, I'll be honest, the world of DC has never really been appealing to me compared to the Marvel. Well, except for Superman movies. I love anime, by the way, and I'm looking forward to the live action of One Piece. By the way, the trailer just came out.
Yeah,
it was interesting.
I am.
Also, I am still hoping for Idris Elba for the next James Bond. Mm-hmm. I am not a fan of Daniel Craig. Sean Connery remains my best James Bond. Great show, that's what he says.
Mm,
well,
okay.
I don't think Idris Elba will ever play James Bond.
No black person.
It would be easy to spot him.
No
be
black
like,
person.
When you go into the bar, just look for a black man. That's him. Kill him.
No black person should ever play James Bond.
Why? I don't get
this.
Because
he's a spy. He's supposed to not be noticed.
Even though he's not...
And then a white person is what?
Even though he's not noticeable.
They are all over Europe.
Even though he's not...
He's
not a spy. Leave the character of James Bond to be white.
To be.
Just leave it like that.
So that means you're angry with our girl playing a... Out of the sea.
He's talking about the Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid. There was no colorization of the Little Mermaid.
I'm not angry, but I really don't really send.
He does not care.
I really don't send. Like, leave somewhere.
For James Bond,
you can see, we can create black characters. There are black characters already. It's easily one of the reasons why Black Panther was a global phenomenon. You get. Is a black character. It was not a white character turned into a black character that we have to now accept it. You get. So let's have black characters play by black people and black and white actors.
Yeah, it's just like when part of what ended this guy's characteristics, I mean his career. What ended Robert Downey Jr.'s character career when he played
one. No. In short, that even gave him his second Oscar nomination. That's Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder. A white guy playing a black guy, they now painted over his skin.
It was a movie. It was a movie in a movie. The movie was about a black white man who had to undergo skin pigmentation to play a black guy. And Robert Downey Jr. killed it in that role. It was so good that the black community were like, okay, one vexo, but we no go vex.
Well, as they know they vex for you, Yaro is vexing. You know? He say, please, why is side chick so against anime? Anyway, different strokes for different folks. That's he calls you folks and strokes.
Yeah. And Christopher Wright here saying, I have really missed a lot. On that case of DVD versus streaming, I'm with Christopher Nolan on that. And he said, honorary focus. Well done, sir.
Well, finally, he pronounced it honorary. Let's continue with the gist, please.
You people are just wicked. Okay, still talking movie gist right now. Due to the ongoing strike, Warner Bros. Is considering pushing Dune Part 2 to 2024. Also, they might be pushing Aquaman and Lost Kingdom and The Color Purple.
I have a confession.
Why?
I couldn't finish the first Dune.
You said it before.
And you said it before, so this is your confession. It's not confessing enough.
Oh, well, to the new fans now.
Well, still on movie gist here. You remember last time on the show, I talked about... I think I will save this one for movie recommendations. Mm. Let me save it for movie recommendations.
But is it anime?
It's not anime.
Wow,
it's
not anime.
But back to anime news, yeah? So the One Piece, the One Piece sequel is actually going to get an adaptation. And so, if you're a One Piece fan, you remember that character that everyone says looks like Zoro, the sword man that they met in the Wano arc? Well, he is getting an anime, which is like a prequel to the One Piece franchise. So, yes, everyone is looking out
for that. Oh, this is different from the One Piece live action thing.
Yeah, it's different from the One Piece live action.
And I'm only interested in the live action.
And for those people who might be wondering, oh, One Piece, I think I should jump on it. Let's just let you know that it's like 1,072.
It's entering 1,071 right now.
Episode. So, just...
I don't understand.
Yeah, 1,072
episodes.
Yeah.
Okay, that means it's late for us to even start.
No, it's not
guys.
Late. It's not late. You can start now.
You can't tell me. It's not like Jujutsu Kaisen.
You'll be watching it on 720p. Yeah.
What's wrong with 720p?
Nothing.
It's square now. Now we are dealing on landscape now. If you are watching on TV, you are dealing on landscape.
I do 720p.
Then start anime. It's for you.
There's going to be a 7-issue comic series called Justice League versus Godzilla versus Kong.
What?
Justice League versus Godzilla versus Kong. Okay, so let me tell you guys how this will play out, ba. The Justice League, they will meet Godzilla. Then they'll fight Godzilla thinking Godzilla is the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Then later they'll meet Kong. They'll also fight Kong thinking Kong is the bad guy. Meanwhile, they don't know that Godzilla and Kong are together going to team up with Justice to fight a bigger bad guy that they will help to defeat. Or one of them is the bad guy.
I just hope our Kong will retaliate for that slap.
The beating.
I'm telling you,
that slap. I can't forget that slap. And finally, on our movie G's right now, Braun, the studio behind Joker, Judas and the Black Messiah and The Idol, has filed for bankruptcy.
You know, but this is one, when I heard the news, but I was really excited because when they did The Idol, what did they think that they were getting into? Rubbish series.
But they did The Joker now, and Judas and the Black Messiah too.
See, awesome.
Wait, is the Joker that we know,
fantastic.
The Joker of Walking Phoenix. Can you stop saying Walking Phoenix?
Why? You don't like the guy.
What? Pronounce it as what? You want to say?
Joaquin.
Yes, you Anakin. See, it's Joaquin Phoenix.
Stop stressing on Joaquin Phoenix.
First of all, you know what? I've not recovered from Kato, and let me not just say
yes,
what
hold
I'm
your
about
peace.
To say. Because Joker, let's just move on.
Which, don't let people block you outside. Just in case we are not in the studio, we have closed. Don't let them catch you outside. How will you say the Joker? What?
I didn't say that. I just said, it's my mic.
Swallow it back.
Better beat it, we touch you. Right now, that's all for the movie. Jace, well, let's go play the trailer for The Marvels. It's the new trailer for The Marvel, Captain Marvel. I don't even know how to say it. I'm just not really excited to see the movie, even though
it's because they will do this girl power. In fact, let's just call it Powerpuff Girls, I beg. Let's not stress ourselves.
That's entertainment.
I'm back.
On the movies.
It is still the movies with the usual suspect, and that was the trailer for the Marvels. And yes, Carol Danvers is back in this one, and Kamala Khan from the series is also there. And this takes me to the world of the MCU right now, because we are hearing that Sam Wilson, which is the new Captain America, and Letitia Wright's character as what's that name in Black Panther again? Black Panther 2 was so far. Shuri, and Shang-Chi are going to be the front, are going to be the leaders of the new Avengers.
Well, so according to one tweet I saw, someone says, these guys that were backbenchers, they are bringing them to the front. Anyway, shall let them enjoy themselves. But right now, I'm losing interest in Marvel, basically.
Whatever it is, though, Shuri, my baby girl, Letitia Wright, please, eat before you start this one. Thank you.
Which one is eat before? That's her feast.
And I love it. That's the thing.
So
I love it.
Why are you not telling her to eat?
But she needs to eat.
don't body shame her, please.
It's not body shaming,
See,
you're also of the opinion that she should have something to eat.
She looks like a black cat.
No, Black Panther.
Wait. You know, I said this in 2018. When Black Panther appeared in 2016 in Captain America Civil War in 2016, mm-hmm. he was buff.
Yes.
You get he looked and felt like a panther. Then when they did Black Panther in 2018, they had to change his suit into a nano kinetic nanotech suit and everything, and he became slimmer. And I was like, why you deal like this? Okay, well, we managed that one.
We did not know that then he was struggling with a medical condition.
No. Not
if they wanted him to still look like that, they can still do something.
It was not him. It was the suit.
Okay.
You get the 2016 suit was more padded. You get. So then we now entered Wakanda Forever, and I'm not body shaming, but you know, she looks
like cat we never chop. Okay, no wahala.
There's a term for this, and this is not what we're talking about.
Anorexia.
No, they'll tell you you're not supposed to talk about someone's eating disorder.
That's
blah blah.
Anorexia now.
Thank you.
But it's not an eating disorder.
It's just her physique.
She's just
people are slim and slender.
If she now see my darling, if you eat apple, you will get that weight.
You are body shaming.
It's not body shaming. Anyway, we have a message from Jinx here saying, "Hi guys. I am looking forward to seeing Jagun. I saw the trailer. It was epic, but just everywhere.
Okay, so you know we've had this discussion on Nigerian filmmakers not knowing how to design trailers. They just pack everything and put in one.
Everything the trailer was never tells in the trailer. Story. I didn't know what was going on.
The trailers never tell a story.
You guys are really like
Ni Akimola is one of the best trailer designers, trailer cutter in Nigeria. Like if you see how he cuts his trailer, you cannot even take that away from him. Like see the House of Secrets that you're talking about, you see how he cut that trailer. He also designed the trailer for one of my favorite Nigerian movies, Taxi Driver, I can't say the other this thing, but he knows how to design trailers. You get. But then some people everything was just happening.
It's just everywhere. Anyways, personally, I'm actually looking forward to it though. I am, actually.
The movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like what I saw in terms of the character design, the poster and all that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so you can let us know your take on it.
And in case you want to catch us live, you can follow us on Popcorn and Reels on Instagram. We are live and you can actually see our faces. If they mean something to you.
I'm okay. Yeah, no, I'm okay. We can do this. You missed, bud.
Still here, still giving you gist. That was Migration. It's an animated movie coming December 22nd, and it stars Awkwafina, Elizabeth Banks, Mark Ruffalo, Kumail Nanjiani, Danny DeVito, and some other cast members.
Casper Jenkins. Anyways, I love anytime I hear Awkwafina's voice, yeah, like my ears just.
No, her voice is very distinct.
Anyway,
you hear.
Yeah,
the voice,
it has kata under. It's very, very. You just know she's the one.
But I love her. I love her.
I loved her in what's the name of this vampire movie that this guy was
Renfield.
In? Renfield. I loved her in Renfield.
I also loved her in Ara and the Last Dragon.
She was the dragon. She was awesome. Anyways, more messages, yeah. And if you want to join the conversation, like we said, if you want to see us live, like right now, we are live on Instagram at Popcorn and Reels. You can also hit and follow. But while you do that, you can also tag us on some gist you would like us to talk about. Or if you want to talk about something, you can send us a message on WhatsApp now that we are live on air. And of course, we are opening the phone line 070 0951 00 0000. So yes, we are kickstarting the full conversation.
Okay, good evening, guys. Victor OJ from Garam, Niger State. Kudos, guys. I'm following the show. Enjoying it. I'm not being able to get your IG handle, okay? I'm a world wrestling... I'm a WWE fan. I do... No, get Raw, SmackDown, and NXT tappings every weekend. I beg, which better movie have you add to my hard drive? I beg this weekend. We are going to be doing movie recommendations.
We have
soon.
Movie recommendations.
Movie recommendations. So yeah, something to look out for. And another message here saying, good evening, guys. I greet you and I'm enjoying your conversation. Keep it up. Dan Numana from Guzape Asokoro. God bless you guys. God bless you too.
God bless you too. Okay, so now jumping into the conversation. Yeah, this week for me was a fantastic week.
Okay, before that, let's take this call.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, good evening.
This is good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
All right, talk to us.
Okay, yeah, I heard you guys talk about... Kong and Godzilla. I don't know.
Yes.
I didn't really get it.
Yeah.
Is there animation?
No. It's a comic book. It's a comic book series. Seven episode, seven issue comic book series. Justice League versus Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Really.
Yeah.
No, confirm. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. We can hear you. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Sufyan. I'm calling from Sabri.
Hi, okay. Sufyan. Talk to us.
I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you very much.
You.
And for is this Sidekick or Side Chick?
One of the above.
One of the above, yes.
Yeah, I am an anime fan, so I think I have a recommendation for her.
Okay, anime
they have
fan.
Have a recommendation for her,
fan.
Yes.
Okay.
Stop saying that. Correct the guy now.
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
She wants Demon Slayer.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, and... If she doesn't understand Jujutsu Kaisen, I think she should start from the beginning.
That is Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
Yeah, I say if she doesn't understand, yeah, she should start.
Correct okay. him now. I'm not
okay,
a she.
Okay, so Psychic is a guy. He's not a girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, but I'm hearing a female's voice there.
Don't worry.
It's the mic. It's just the mic that sounded like that.
Hmm.
Oh, it's wow, not the mic, wow. It's my voice.
Okay, thank you for your recommendation.
Thank you very much for calling.
So you see this call, but before he even dropped the recommendation of Jujutsu Kaisen, like I was talking about how the anime world is really going crazy. So Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 is just in its third episode, yeah, but the bomber that they released in this third episode blew everyone's mind. Imagine where you see something in a comic book. Now, for Nigerians now, we grew up seeing a lot of comics, yeah? But the ones that we know, like Super Striker. You had
Super Striker, Terremuda, and all that. Let's take this call. Hello. All right.
I know what you wanted to do. You wanted to stop this conversation. That's why that call did not go through.
I just wanted to say
Jujutsu Kaisen right now. Like, it's mad, guys. Jump on it.
I'm sorry. Just this message here that wants to make me laugh. The message said, wait, no, just go. The message said, good evening, movie guys. Wait, please go.
Okay.
It's that one that's making me laugh. Say, please tell, go up. Please tell the third, you don't pass out. Tell the third person in the studio to come outside. I want to fight.
I told you.
Is it about anime?
Yes.
Let me come and show my face on that live. You're easily triggered because as in Bluetooth.
It's not me. Now, I told you that you would trigger the anime world and that's what you did. Anyway, DJ Bosch here says, Flash is the best movie this year. So who has seen The Flash?
Right? I've seen a portion of it. I've not seen all. So far, I'm enjoying it.
No, so far, I'm enjoying it. I don't know why people were saying, one thing happened.
It's just the DC hate. Hello?
It's Mora Kombat!
Mora Kombat!
You cannot relate.
All right.
You never played Mora Kombat. Let's keep
reading some more messages.
Somebody mentioned who has watched Flash.
Yes. I've watched Flash.
And what? Why you squeeze your face? And what?
What do you want? And then what?
It is one of the most childish.
My brother, go outside. Somebody's waiting for you to fight.
Somebody,
do you know why?
Why?
Because I've seen the Flash series. And it is way better.
Wait, you are comparing a CW series.
Now, this is not even down to the score, storyline or anything. Did you see the way the Flash runs.
See, my brother,
do you see the effect? Do you see when he moves? When I watch no, the
if
Flash,
it's, if it's that one, I agree with you.
You understand?
Before you agree, let me ask this, Mike.
It's the Flash. When he runs,
the Flash was not well portrayed in terms of how he runs.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, the Flash was not flashing.
But no, I think the way he designed his running, I think one of the best animated CG runs, like when somebody's running in full speed, has to be the Incredibles.
No, okay, the Incredible
Dash runs.
Yes.
Like you see his leg, how he's passing. You remember like that? His surroundings.
No, okay, this is not a spoiler.
But for Flash, he was like he was surfing.
Yeah, he
was
like,
this is not a spoiler, but let's say imagine Flash running back to when before he was hit.
Yes.
By, like now. Imagine him portraying trying to run without his powers. Did you see that scene?
No, but that scene was supposed to be comical.
No, no, no.
That scene was supposed to be comical.
The way he was running, you need to watch it. I think it was Justice League. People were like calling him out for running like that. And he said he asked some people, like,
what
if you want to run,
like?
How, like, I think he said it had to do with aerodynamics. Mm-hmm. Like, normally, if you want to run faster than a speeding bullet, one thing, there was plenty of English. He said, you can't just run the way a normal human. You need to be cutting through the air. But it was very goofy.
But it was goofy, but that scene was funny. I felt that scene was funny.
There are better ways to portray running without
no,
the powers.
No, my brother, this fight, we'll fight it.
Let's relax.
One message is here. Good evening, guys. I watched The Witcher, and it's very interesting. You're calling the movie, it's actually a series, but let's just continue. Another message here. The problem with Flash is especially the unconvincing
CG. Yeah. I agree with that.
That's all
the CGI was just
okay. And Osh is warning everybody, say no spoilers, no spoilers.
We're not spoiling.
We don't care. Let's spoil. Which ones you don't? But you know, I don't care about spoilers.
That's the problem. It's you. Go outside. Somebody's waiting for you.
Wow. They already call you out already.
All right. Good evening. My name is Osh from Abuja. I want to advise people to please avoid watching The Outlaws with Pierce Brosnan.
Why? I'm going to stop you right there.
I agree with you. I enjoyed The Outlaws. I agree with
you.
Let me finish reading the message first.
Okay, finish.
He said,
I'm blocking.
Was not it at all. I am super excited about the amount of animations coming up soon. When it comes to anime, please leave it for Castlevania. Great show.
Okay, yeah, Castlevania was fantastic.
Castlevania was fantastic.
Good, we know. Yes, congrats. Can we go back to Outlaws?
No, wait. You cannot just stop Castlevania talk like that.
I loved it. Remember, you guys gave it to me.
Oh, and you watched it and you were happy. And you think God will not punish you for this talk that you're talking against anime, Abi? My God, will judge you.
I enjoyed it.
The Outlaws.
What are you kidding me? It's a very rubbish movie. You know, I told you this stuff back then when we were still doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, because first you be IMDb, you have this perception. You won't stop coming into movies with so much expectations wowed.
Okay,
Sometimes you just enjoy a movie and that's it. You might not even remember the name of the movie after.
I'm going to use an example for you right now, Ba. Let's say you go into a restaurant, Ba. Wait now, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Restaurant.
When you go into a restaurant, right?
Look at the sound of his voice.
And then they serve you chow, and the food is looking nice. Mm-hmm. You get based on the ingredients. Now, based on the arrangements, which are, let me just say, the cast right now, and you start eating
from the first
two spoon, and you're like, why is this food tasting like this? So, are you supposed to just close your heart and your mind?
Because you saw that it looks nice.
And just keep eating, just appreciate, say the chef did a wonderful job, Abi did a sour job, and just eat it because.
Now, let me answer you with your analogy.
Oh yeah,
if
answer.
I entered that restaurant,
you will shout on the
with
chef
so much hunger. I'm so hungry. They say
so
person hungry.
No, they select.
Thank you. You just eat it now. If you don't
but will you complain or will you not complain?
Now when you don't chop finish, I will complain.
You finish watching the movie now, so complain.
He's not complaining.
I'm not complaining. I like.
Oh,
anyway, Yaro continues here. He said The Flash was a good movie. It wasn't great. CGI was not great. CW's Flash isn't better. It started great from season 1 to 3. After that, it was horrible.
After season 3, it became, in short, let's just say season 4, it tries more. I stopped at season 7. I couldn't go on to season 9.
No, I agree that this
Let me finish the message. Ezra Miller was a good actor, but I guess the movement was awkward looking. That's what Yaro says. Personally, I did not see anything bad with that movement.
The movement in that comic scene,
I felt that scene was funny, but he's running. Yes, it seems as if he's surfing, but I feel, here's my take on this, yeah? for somebody who running fast or seeing fast movement is normal to him,
yeah.
I feel he will run normally to his own like
way of running, yes. When he's fast.
Yes, when he's fast. That's what I think.
I understand that point of view, but the again, this is not even down to his own acting.
It's about what the audience sees.
It's about portraying the Flash.
Can we stop putting ideas into people's heads, especially those ones that haven't seen the movie? So they don't go with this mindset.
No,
of,
but that's what we do. We make you want to go and watch
for
a
you
movie.
To go and watch, watch it.
You don't spoil my word.
How?
No,
no.
Nobody
knows
what
happened.
What you even said about the Outlaws is even making me not wanting to see, because you like cats. Anything you see that is interesting is a problem.
The Outlaws is a very boring movie.
Oh.
It is, see, the story is whack. It is a waste of cast. There's no enjoyment in it. There's,
it's just like what you're saying now. Do you think I'm shocked?
You are not shocked.
I'm
but
not.
Please, somebody sends a message here. He says the Outlaw was never going to be a great movie. With the awesome storytelling and mind-blowing cinematography, it was just a bit of fun. That's what the person says.
Thank you. This is not a end game.
Nobody is looking for an Avengers end game level in an action comedy.
That's what you want. Focus. Let's
talk about an action comedy that delivered on everything, on every element. So are you trying to tell me now that with the Outlaws, then I'll now watch something like a Kung Fu Hustle and I'll be like, it did not
deliver? You haven't going too far. Just let's come down to some simple rom-coms, you get, like, or action comedy. Let's say Stuba in 2021 was a terrible movie, but I had enjoyment in it. The one with Kumail Nanjiani and Batista in it.
Probably.
Yeah, Stuba was interesting.
You did not see it, Abby. There are others. See, and Adam Devine can be funny sometimes, a little bit, in Pitch Perfect, right? But him carrying a whole movie is not funny.
He's supposed to be a side cast, though.
See, if The Outlaws was released in 2002, I can understand. Yeah. But in 2023, come on now.
Okay, replace just Adam. Who would you put there that would carry
Adam
it?
Sandler. Let's go.
Okay, we have a message here. Say, good evening. I'm waiting for the anime news. Jujutsu Kaisen is going to be mad. Coupled with new animes like Zoom 100 Bucket List of Dead.
Of the Dead.
Of the
Dead.
Yeah,
and
okay, so let me just give you a synopsis of Zoom 100 Bucket List of the Dead. Yeah, you know this culture that the Asians have of having to overwork yourself, where you go to work and they tell you, oh, so for someone who sleeps on the job, it's actually part of the culture to show that you're hardworking. A guy goes to work and he sleeps throughout, and like he finds out that the job is crazy, only for him to wake up from sleep or wake up from work or from the whole load of work and find out that everyone is zombified. And he isn't a zombie. So he knows that now he doesn't have to go to work. But all the things he has put his life out for, he now has to now start living his life without a job and enjoying that every other person is a zombie. But still, it's like an apocalyptic series.
Okay.
Like, it's crazy.
Let's take this call. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hello. Good evening to you.
Yeah, this is Gabriel.
Gabriel. Oh, okay.
How are you guys?
We are doing good.
Yeah, I just finished watching this. What's his name again? Superman and Lois.
Okay, yeah, Superman and Lois. Yeah.
There's a fourth season, but it's not going to be this year, right?
No. There's going to be a fourth season, but likely not this year. It's already been renewed for another season.
Yeah, Very interesting. I did this, but I thought it's going to be next year.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, and before I proceed, there's this movie I came across yesterday. This actor, what's his name again? Is it Martin Lawrence?
Martin Lawrence?
I cannot catch the name of the movie. But what I saw was that he was wearing a kind of fast suit, but he was in an epic world.
I think I know that, but
yeah,
I don't.
This old British kind of, he was in the movie. So I wanted to know the name of the movie, but I could not.
I think it's The Black Knight.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence. Right?
Yes, he went back in time to.
Okay, he went back in time.
Yes, it's The Black Knight. It's The Black Knight.
Is that the name?
Yes,
that's
the
name of the movie.
That's the name of the movie. All right, thank you, Gabe. Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting for this my movie from and the jacket and Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, yeah.
Yeah. I think those ones are the premiere. If I'm not mistaken, because I just did the finals now.
Oh, okay, right. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
So talking about recommendations here, someone is recommending Daughter, Dragon Blood.
I have that, but I've not and Arcane. Only watched first. Arcane is a fantastic, fantastic series. First, just one season. It's based off Leagues of Legend. It's a video game. And the way the show was designed, it's like, even if you've not played League of Legends before, you would just understand because it is so entertaining and the characters are so... Speaking about biopics, a movie I would recommend right now is Air. The movie that trailed how Michael Jordan...
Oh, my God.
I love that movie. Nice. I love that movie. Yes,
beautiful.
That is a movie recommendation.
Yeah.
Why you mentioned other movies in that light came to mind? What BlackBerry?
BlackBerry too. It's just
it's
that
so insightful.
No, from BlackBerry don't make it.
Mm. No.
No.
That one.
It was kind of conflicting with the real thing. They did a lot of changes. If you read the real story and not the whole thing.
Apart from that movie BlackBerry, because I used BlackBerry.
Oh
I
God.
Was aware of when
so
BlackBerry
so after
came
that we should now go and based on we are using Facebook.
So I just understood
social
it
network.
More. I understood why BlackBerry fizzled out.
I saw that, but yeah. I don't know why. I skipped it. I don't know why.
It was
maybe because
you should see
watch Tetris as well, which is about the game.
Oh my God,
Tetris,
that was nice.
All these movies, I love Tetris.
How all these things
I love
came
Tetris.
Into
yeah.
Very wonderful. Very
yeah.
wonderful.
But meanwhile, there's this other one called The Jewel Thief. I don't know if it's a movie or a documentary. I was watching it and I was trying to understand what's happening now. What's happening?
Well, and normally he's saying Air is fantastic. I want to cry. That's what he or she
yeah.
or them says.
All right.
And that the mother of the woman that the mother of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Viola Davis.
That woman.
She acted Woman King now.
Yes.
Yeah, she was. She kills her character.
How to get away with murder.
Apart from, let me not see.
A message here saying, good evening, movie guys. I'm Fryo from Karamo. I have really, really missed you guys. Thanks for bringing this show back. The Flash is horrendous for me.
Thank you.
No beefy, no. I really expected much and was disappointed.
I agree.
Blessed are those who watch a movie without expectation, for they shall never be disappointed.
It's not Endgame, ni.
Nobody is expecting an Endgame level for some movies.
If Endgame
used 10 years to prepare... You get to give us that. So we're not expecting that for just, you know, some normal movies.
Why you're
just
saying this? I want you to look at me while
Superman.
Saying this.
I'm looking at you.
Do you believe yourself?
The Man of Steel.
He believes himself.
Do you focus. If you like maybe cartoon, even if Tom and Jerry, focus, be like, no, that guy no jump
but,
well
but,
now.
But Tom and Jerry was properly set in his universe. Don't Tom and Jerry speak cinema.
No,
Tom and Jerry, Boss
Daffy
Baby.
Dog, all of, the oh, Boss Baby.
No, Boss Baby
Boss
was
Baby,
good.
Yeah, was
wonderful.
Boss Baby was
even part two also.
But still on steel, but I still see that there's no animation that beats the world building of How to Train
Your Dragon.
I think Super
and
Mario came close. The way
what?
Super Mario was...
Do you know why
You hate Super Mario?
Not hate. I'm sorry I used that word. It was just...
Did you play the game?
No.
That's why.
So here's the thing.
But
it was not really related.
If you played the game growing up...
Was it really close to the old game?
I think the concept of the story was down to the game.
Yeah, but even without playing the game, it was an enjoyable movie.
Was down to the game.
So here's the thing. I don't think... It's just like people saying, the reason why you are not enjoying the movie is because you've not read the book. I don't think I need to read the book.
You want me to read the book.
Relate with it better.
No.
I say you enjoy it.
That means you didn't do a good job acting that role.
Here's the thing. What
about the game.
It's about the game, but bringing so this is bringing another discussion here, how we enjoy piece of art like movies now. And at the end of the day, it takes us back to research. One of the reasons why I still say this, that anime is life in its senses.
Oh God.
There is how you watch anime or some animes that you actually go into research. Like recently, Focus tagged me on something on why anime characters look the way they do. They are not actually styled after real human beings. And this one should interest you, Chinatu, because you will love it.
Yes.
They are styled after cats.
That explains a lot. My argument here is, if I need to play the game to understand it, if I need to read the comics,
no, not
if
to
I
understand, can, to
what's
relate.
The, what's the
to
live
relate.
Action movie that Tom Holland did?
Uncharted.
I never played the game before.
And it was a terrible movie.
I loved it.
It is easily one of the worst video game adaptation you ever.
Because you played the game,
even
and so
without
in
even
your
playing
mind.
The game.
you're like, okay, this is not what
I have expectation for my robots. You just enjoy it.
You will enjoy it.
Because it was just fun. It was just a fun.
Yaro here is saying, oh my God, I forgot. Have you seen The Clone Tyrone? I think it is my second best movie this year. And it was an action comedy better than The Outlaws. Like, better with quotes.
Okay, so here's the thing, yeah? I pressed play on The Clone Tyrone, yeah? And I couldn't go past 5 minutes. I don't know why. I still don't know why.
If you attack him now.
But I think I will actually try and sit to try and watch it.
Do that same thing for cats.
God forbid.
Do it.
Guys, the message line is still open. 080-999-301-37. And don't forget, when we say you should follow us on social media, yeah, you can tag us on movie news. You can suggest.
Engage.
You can engage with us what your interests are in the movie world, and definitely we'll bring it to the fore so you can join the conversation. When we say let's talk movies, we mean it on the movie show.
There was another animation that dropped this week. I don't know who has seen it yet. It's called Ruby Gilman's Teenage Kraken. I've not seen it.
I haven't seen it.
It's something I would like to see. I like the trailer.
My network did not allow me.
I liked how the trailer was designed. So it's something I want to see.
Yeah, my network too.
No, it's actually my network didn't allow me to stream it.
Same. I believe you.
Sandra O's Killing Eve.
Killing Eve, yes, season 1-4.
I would recommend it for anybody. Yes. Like, it's so intriguing.
Killing Eve. Yes. Okay, that's a series. It's a series.
Yes,
yeah.
Two ladies, intriguing. Very intriguing.
It had that cat and mouse.
From the start to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Focus, what were you saying about this series?
It better not to be a terrible recommendation, but carry on.
No, it's not a recommendation per se. Mm-hmm. You said it was not fun any longer. The Witcher. The series.
So it's not just focused.
You said that last
week. It's not just
focused. You know why I'm telling you I didn't say that? Because I've not even finished season 2. I have some episode left for season 2. So I've not even started season 3 for me to tell
you. It's actually Ivan that said.
I enjoyed season 1.
It's Ivan that said it's not giving. Actually, it's really not giving again.
What are you? Did you see this first part of the season 3?
Yes. It's really not giving. It's really not giving.
That girl, what's her name?
Siri.
Not Siri.
Yennefer.
She's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
Because of this thing you just said, we will soon be going to pay some bills. Yes, she's actually pretty.
Oh my
but
God!
But Ana de Armas, please. Let's. I don't know what you're thinking about, but Ana de Armas. As I've said this name, go and Google it. Ana de Armas. Ana de Armas. I'm saying it again. Ana de Armas. You should check her. She's pretty. You will love any movie she's in, guys. It's still the movie show. We are overshooting our time, but she's fine, sha.
I'm back.
On the movies.
So, we're having an argument right now. This is going to be very quick. We're having an argument right now in the studio. For those of you who know the actress Ana de Armas, she was in No Time to Die. She's in Knives Out. Mm. She played Marilyn Monroe.
That's stop Ana hyping her because well, no, you're the other
you're
person.
You're listening to the movies
okay,
now.
Okay. And between Ana de Armas and Anya Charlotte, the girl that played Yennefer in The Witcher, who is more beautiful?
Nah, I'm not making a point. Objection, my lord. Let me make my point.
Who is more beautiful?
Oh,
Beautiful.
Leave that
Leave
that
one.
Leave that You know what to do based on portfolios.
No, it's not based on portfolios. You are using it based on who
no,
I told you.
No.
Hello?
I never make my point. Why are you
calling? We have a call. Hello?
Hello, guys.
Yeah,
hello.
Good evening.
Gabriel.
Okay, Gabriel.
It is Anna.
Are you hearing?
No.
Okay.
Have you seen Knock Knock?
The 2015 Knock Knock, the one with Keanu Reeves.
Google Anya Chalotra. Google the face.
My brother Gabriel, thank you very much.
Can I now say my own?
1-0. Calm down. We have a message.
I normally says I actually just discovered this show and I'm really grateful for it. Thoroughly enjoying it. Thanks a lot, guys. So this is someone that really enjoys the show. He has been licensed.
Well done, bro. Now moving on. If you're googling and my baby girl Anya Chalotra, that is Anya. Why you wear Anya? No, go look at the pictures from The Witcher.
If you want to use the picture from The Witcher, let's forget about that. Yeah, let's go.
Look at, I mean, look at, look, see the, see the.
Look at the red carpet.
Wait, look at their age. Ana de Armas is 35. Anya Chalota is 27.
So?
And still, are we carry? Are we? Oh,
well, you like to come up with that? Let's not edify it.
Let's not edify it. Yeah. But in case you are wondering which other movie Ana de Armas has starred, she starred in Ghosted. That's the recent Netflix movie, the one that starred
with Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Yes.
She was in The Gray Man.
Can we just end this?
We are not ending this.
No.
There is a voting.
No, because
a, please. If
do you remember
Do
you even remember her in Blade Runner where she was the whole? Oh,
my brother, go to court.
Anya Chalota is beautiful.
Focus. We know that you're Ana Amas Amas.
Don't even spoil it.
You say Ana Amas Amas.
What? Pronounce that name where Ana de Armas.
Anya Chalota.
Hi.
Continue charlotting. Please, guys.
Let's just move on to something else.
Guys, we are moving on, but you can
see this hill. You see this hill? I will die on it.
Okay. Let's just tell me about that fine girl. And the beautiful eyeball.
Oh, Alexandra Daddario. She finds you now. But let's see the message. Wait. This one says Ana de Armas is by far fine. Jennifer is fine, but Anna is gorgeous. She killed it in Bond. Pick this call. Hello.
Hold on.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
That's what I want to say. The blonde. The different one too. The blonde.
The blonde. Yes.
The blonde. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She played Mary Monroe. Thank you, Gabriel.
Thank you.
It's quite easy because you guys are calling out her movies, and Jennifer just. You know,
they are calling everybody can go and check it out.
Yeah. See, you know, get only one. Which one
of you are walking
away past
me? That's the thing. Actually,
Jennifer was in Army of the Dead. Yes, she's in Wanderlust. She's in ABC's Murder. She's in Sherwood.
See her now.
Uh-huh.
For this low budget, this season.
Osh here is saying, please in all the recommendations, let me recommend the classic series Legend of the Seeker. By the way, that lady that played the confessor is more beautiful.
I agree, that lady was the most beautiful thing on television.
Her eyes were the confession.
Well, another very beautiful thing on TV is the wife of Ragnar, Lockbrook.
Who?
Lagata. No, Lagata is not
Lagata.
Lagata is not what? She's not that good.
That's respectless.
But see, I can mention a Nigerian actress who still has that gorgeousness for me, Lotachukwu.
No, Lotachukwu.
Lotachukwu,
my brother,
Lotachukwu. The first time I watched Jennifer Diaries Kiki, I fell in love.
Yeah,
let's move on. Let's read. Okay, for my movie recommendations, Hijack is still something else. I recommend it for everybody.
Yes.
But that girl for which I fine, no, but she no rich. Wait, now, wait, let me finish. That girl for which I fine, no, but she no rich. That girl for Ghosted. This is 3-0.
Go ahead.
Because people are not used to Jennifer. That's just
Jennifer.
No.
They've grown used to her. From Knock Knock, that was the first movie I saw her, and I fell in love with that. See, I did what they did to Keanu Reeves in that movie. They buried her for granted. I never even said because that is somebody this fine. How about
Jennifer
find like
this? Like that
I
for
know.
You?
For
look at her lips.
Oh, this barber don't
care. My brother, face front. So yeah, let's go back to movie recommendations. Well, okay. I am recommending for me. I'll still recommend an anime for you.
You have given
see.
Me a headache.
I'll still recommend the anime Jujutsu Kaisen. Start from Jujutsu Kaisen 0 before you get to season 1 and then start on season 2. Yeah. I promise you, you shall never be disappointed.
Yes.
Take
preach.
It from me. And don't forget, there is a dub version, but I'll advise you. It has been scientifically proven that people who watch movies with subtitles actually improve their intelligent quotients.
Sorry, I have a question. You said there's a dub version of the
There's a dub version now.
Okay, dub. Oh,
yes, dub. When I mean dub, meaning like, they are speaking English. It's just for your IQ, I'm saying that.
Yeah, I get it. I thought I heard dog.
No, but actually, no. I enjoyed Narcos with the Spanish.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's just like you watching All of Us Are Dead, then you'd be watching the English version. or watching what's the name of this popular Squid Game, one, Squid Game, and you're watching the English
of
version.
Course.
No,
what?
Yes, I watch Squid Game with the English version.
What are you telling me?
You cannot enjoy the English version.
That one is you people's business.
Watch the original version. You
even when I watch Money Heist, I watch
Money Heist is the best.
I watch season 1 and 2 without English. But when I now found out that there is a dub version, I don't even waste my time. I just went straight.
But didn't you enjoy the Spanish with it?
I did now.
So,
I watched the Spanish version of Money Heist, and I watched
the English version. That's when I stopped watching Money Heist.
See, anything with Spanish is sexy to me. You get like, I would like to have a Spanish wife, you know, that would be saying, you know, hola, si, focus, la, femina, raza. You know, how to be hearing things like that. Chiquis, amero, mero.
Come, we now see you with your brother. I'm like, les pollos hermanos. Chicken brothers.
Amigo,
if
amigo.
If you not be English, leave him. Even this now, Yoruba, this way they come out. If
jagu,
be,
jagu.
So, this is a problem. That means you did not enjoy movies like, Gangs of Lagos, that they spoke Yoruba in some parts. Is that what you're trying to say?
Brotherhood also.
It's not quite different because they're speaking Yoruba and they were translating.
Those parts
you blanked.
Once in a while.
Remember?
Lion's Heart, Genevieve. It was Igbo.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. It was Igbo.
Chinna, to calm down, you can't be watching Naruto in English. Yeah, that's what
I guess it's.
You can't, you can't anime is better enjoyed in traditional language of Japanese.
Okay.
No, shout, because when I watched Death Note? Yes, it was Death Note.
You watched the English version.
It was the English version, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
What's the name of this series you just talked about? The one I saw, 1 to 4.
Jujutsu Kaisen, no.
The one I didn't know.
Castlevania.
Yes. Castlevania isn't an anime.
But you just said it.
No, but if you enjoy,
so
animation.
What about Avatar, like the Adventures of Aang?
That's animation. It's animation.
Animation, not anime.
Not anime. No.
Anyway, guys, it's been really fun hanging out with you.
We are going now. Okay, sorry.
We need to
calm down. Low budget.
Low budget movies you should check out.
Okay.
Okay, so there's this movie called Homewrecker.
It will wreck your home.
No, actually.
I think I saw the trailer.
Thank you. It's a South African kind. Don't expect much. It's not Endgame. Please, I'm using my eyes.
If you are saying it, look at me. If you want to talk to me, talk to me. Don't go through the corner.
Direct.
Look at me when you are talking to me.
So yes, it's more of a family, let's sit and watch thing, but I know that there's small. Then.
PG.
Yes. Then. Call her king.
Yeah, this lady that acted Power,
the wife of
Naturally Hudson or something.
I know that her name, Shabot.
Yeah, Naturally.
Then try. Don't expect much. It was low budget. I'm like, this babe don't be persistent. Why is she acting?
Wow, so she's not collect money.
Low budget to catch a killer.
Okay.
Didn't to catch a killer come out last year?
Hey, coach.
Well, it's my movie recommendation. Allow him now.
It's not last year. It's not.
But it's trash, yeah.
I say low budget. Don't expect too much now.
Ah, God. Oh.
God is a bullet.
Oh, I saw that.
Spoke about that last week.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx and Nicolas Costa Waldo.
Then, the movie you should run from.
As you mentioned, God, please, anybody who likes something that looks like horror, follow Exorcism of God. That movie.
Okay, Exorcism of God. Yeah,
that movie.
It's not what you think.
It's not what, but I'll watch it. Exorcism of God.
I didn't like how it ended, though.
But I loved
the ending wasn't.
No, I like how it ended. Now, it won.
No, you don't despoil them. Let them go and watch it and find out.
All right.
Avoid deadly entanglements. Don't be entangled to that. Dead hot. Avoid it. Good. Now, I've talked about Jewel Thief. I don't know. Focus, please help me watch it. So you tell me.
God forbid.
If it's a documentary. Because you see this woman in the white.
I'm not watching
you
any
see someone
of
in the white and be like, he was a good child. And and before you know, you go see the boy, not come out with God.
There's a comment for you here. Side chick likes trash movies.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do it for you guys.
Wow.
So you can avoid it.
You do it for who?
For you all. So when I come, I can tell you avoid this. Now moving on.
God.
There's this movie called Grey Matter. So it gave me this X-Men vibe. Seeing the trailer. Like,
oh, you have to go and watch it.
Hey God. Hey God.
I nearly cried.
See, the gay was in between these two guys and we were about to shoot her. She was like, you don't want to do this. You don't want to, in my mind. Now, hear this, we started the movie. And then I was expecting some, wah, 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 and then maybe I bought this guy from nowhere. Okay, plank. For everything we did that way, has now plank, you see. I don't know how one plank thing he did two of them at the same time. You know what? Avoid gray matter. The flood, avoid it. I know it's...
Avoid the flood? I started the flood and I'm enjoying
it. Oh my God.
What did they call them? The picture self told me not to watch it.
I hope...
But anyway, guys.
No, I'm not saying anything else. We are done. I'm just saying I hope by next week we can talk about Asteroid City because I'm pissed. Now let's go.
Hello?
You see, we lost that caller because of you.
Oh, Reston, my brother.
You said Reston.
Oh, God. Let's take messages so that we can call it a night. Yeah. Okay. Someone here says, make Onano forget Orisha. Okay. I think that's a Nigerian movie.
Yeah, the Nigerian Michael movie. Said Gal Gadot. We're talking about the fine.
She's beautiful.
Yaro said the Jail Thief is an amazing documentary. A true life story. All right.
Okay.
A true life story. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
Yes.
Please turn on the volume of the radio.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. What about this series? I don't know if this is still out. Is it the Mayfair Witches, right?
Mayfair Witches.
That is a series.
Alexander Daddario.
Mayfair Witches, ba.
Yeah, I don't think it's out. This isn't two, no.
Okay, not season two.
Yeah, no news on that, but if there is, we'll let you know.
Yeah, that lady is on that business.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Focus. You didn't tell me about the Young Sheldon season 6. I mean,
it's it wrapped since May.
You know, you didn't tell us.
Why are you doing like this?
But it's wrong. That's why you're our IMDb.
It's wrong. Focus.
You guys didn't know that it ended.
I usually wait.
May 18th.
Oh, God. Hello.
Oh, this is Joshua from Cuba calling back.
Okay. Hi, Joshua. Talk to us.
Yeah, I just want to suggest another one. I don't think it's a manga. That's Kengan Ashura.
Oh, Kengan Ashura. The season 2 is coming out also.
It's coming out in September.
Yes. Okay, yeah, and in September, yes. I think the dub version is out, yes.
Because I normally wait for the finish the whole...
My brother, follow us on Popcorn and Reels. I can recommend sites for you.
Oh, God.
Okay, drop a message. Be an anime fan. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening to you.
My name is Godwin. I think you guys more or less live out horror movies. If you are not connoisseurs of horror movies, I think horror movies should be given a lot more space on your program.
Oh, okay. So that's why we are here and we are talking movies.
That's why we are here.
Yeah,
if you have any horror movie recommendation, tell us. We check it out. We talk about...
Not anime, though.
Have you guys watched Midsommar, one of the flagship horror movies of all time? Midsommar,
no.
Yes, some of these Swedish horror movies. The Swedish horror movies, horror movies from the Nordic areas, the Icelandic...
Yeah, they have a very catchy feel to them, yes.
Fantastic horror movies. Midsommar is one of them. Of course, people know the flagship Insidious, Spirit.
Yes.
Evil Dead 3, the latest Evil Dead 3.
Yeah.
Evil Dead's Rise.
Of course, Meat is also there. Meat is also fantastic. Meat. Is
Meat, I remember Meat.
And then there are so many of them. I'll just put, what I should do probably is, when I call you back in your next show, I'll put a compendium
together, yes.
It's a very fantastic horror movie that if you watch, you probably don't want to sleep for the next 3 days.
Okay.
But I think people should watch Midsommar. Watch Midsommar is one of the greatest flagship horror movies of all time. You can never miss it. If people come on the show again, you talk about Midsommar, you'll be like, how did I miss this horror movie?
Okay.
It is fantastic. Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. So talking about horror movies, Blair Manor, The Haunting of Blair Manor, that was fantastic. It's horror. You should check it out.
All right. This person is saying, I move a motion for you guys to close. You guys made my Sunday. And you guys made my Sunday complete after my girlfriend refused to come to my house this weekend.
My brother, now God catch you. You understand? Now God help you.
Why God go catch him? Rain they fall.
No, now why God catch him?
Rain they fall.
You know whether the girlfriend fall from bike?
She don't even come over.
She fall from bike.
She don't even come over.
My brother, call her and tell her, oh, sorry for your... Yeah.
Or you can just wrap yourself with your lovely duvet.
Yeah. And that is why right now it is a wrap. We are going.
Thank you very
much. Thank you very much for being a part of this show. We'll see you next week, Sunday.
Same time. Yeah. Same time. So yeah. And don't forget, follow us on all social media platforms at Popcorn and Reels. And of course, don't stop talking movies.
Okay. But wait, we need to leave them with a jam.
A jam. Hey, let me recommend my recommendation.
Now, play.
No, no, it can't be anime. It can't
play
be anime.
Play Jennifer Hudson's Cards. I mean, we've been saying this. Can we just tantalize them with something from my genre of soundtracks?
You're wasting my time.
Wow.
So, on all these things you said, you did not even drop the song recommendation.
I said, play Jennifer Hudson's Touch Me If You Need Me to
Nobody's touching you.
Wow.
Nobody's touching you. We are, let us leave you with the Black Panther soundtrack, All the Stars from Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Wow.
See you guys next week.